Hello, friend. Today we are going to read a short story called Puzzles at the Table. I will read the story first, then you will read with me. Point to the words as I read. Listen as I read and visualize or make a movie in your mind of what is happening in the story. Puzzles at the Table. Miss Hogan's class had a giant box of puzzles to do. The puzzles had stables, bugles, poems, and rabbits. The bell buzzed and the task began. It was a test of skill. "It will not be simple, but we will be able to do it," the kid said. Nolan led at his table. "The title goes at the top," he said. "Yes," said Steph. Tom and Kim sat at the next table. "Is it a bit of the rabbit's back?" asked Tom. Kim nodded. She helped press it into its spot. At the end of class, Miss Hogan clapped. "You did it," she said. It was a big win for the kids. Now let's choral read together. Point to the words and try to keep your voice with mine. Puzzles at the Table. Miss Hogan's class had a giant box of puzzles to do. The puzzles had stables, bugles, poems, and rabbits. The bell buzzed and the task began. It was a test of skill. "It will not be simple, but we will be able to do it," the kid said. Nolan led at his table. "The title goes at the top," he said. "Yes," said Steph. Tom and Kim sat at the next table. "Is it a bit of the rabbit's back?" asked Tom. Kim nodded. She helped press it into its spot. At the end of class, Miss Hogan clapped. "You did it," she said. It was a big win for the kids. For the last reading, let's read the story together using a whisper voice. Puzzles at the Table. Miss Hogan's class had a giant box of puzzles to do. The puzzles had stables, bugles, poems, and rabbits. The bell buzzed and the task began. It was a test of skill. "It will not be simple, but we will be able to do it," the kid said. Nolan led at his table. "The title goes at the top," he said. "Yes," said Steph. Tom and Kim sat at the next table. "Is it a bit of the rabbit's back?" asked Tom. Kim nodded. She helped press it into its spot. At the end of class, Miss Hogan clapped. "You did it," she said. It was a big win for the kids. Thank you for reading with me today, friend.